Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
You talk about how you liken debt to salt.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, too much, you need salt.
Yeah.
But too much salt is not good.
Yeah.
You need debt, but too much debt is no good.
Yeah.
And you'll, if you look through the annals of history, you'll probably discover that most people that didn't do well in real estate or in other endeavors were probably over leveraged. Mm-hmm. So you have to put debt in its right place. And you need debt to supercharge your returns,
yeah,
but not so much debt that it tips you over.
Okay.
And I should note, I think I wrote it in a book. I was moderating a panel,
mm-hmm,
in the United States. There's five real estate investors,
yeah,
multi-billion-dollar REITs,
mm-hmm,
and it's 400 or 500 people in the audience.
Yeah.
And someone raised their hand and asked a question of one of the panelists, and they asked basically, why don't you have debt on your properties? And that was the first time I'd heard someone buying cash.
Mm.
And later on, I asked the panelists, why do you guys not buy buildings with debt? He said, Harmel, I would much rather have that income go to our pocket than the bank.
Mm.
So I hurriedly went home and looked at my own financial statements, and I discovered that in some of the assets that we have mortgages on, my bankers were making more money than me.
Mm.
So that's why, Gary, probably banks are reporting record,
yeah,
profits quarter after quarter.
Yeah, that's right.
Because lending money is very lucrative.
So then you mentioned how in the book that you do maximum 65% mortgage.
Right.
You wouldn't take a bigger mortgage than that.
No, in fact, we're actually a lot less now.
Okay.
We're significantly less.
Okay.
And we have one amazing property that's actually debt free.
Wow.
And that actually produces better return on our money.
Yeah.
Than properties four times its size.
Yeah.
That has mortgage. So we're reducing our debt ratio significantly lower, below 30%.
So I can just anticipate viewers are going to be like, well, Harmel, then what's the balance? Should I have 35% down, 50% down, 75% down? What would you say to that?
The economics determine the amount of leverage. You have to look at your asset. You have to crunch the numbers,
mm-hmm,
and look at how depreciation affects your cash flow. And
yeah,
remember, the more debt, the more risk.
You have to
analyze your own tolerance.
Yeah.
And you have to ask yourself, well, what will happen if I lost a tenant?
Hmm.
What will happen to my cash flow? And can I survive,
hmm,
that time frame? Do I have money to put into the building? Because the bank is going to expect their mortgage payment every month.
That's right.
So you have to analyze your own situation. The very first paragraph of my book is, I'm not a financial advisor. I don't, mm-hmm, pretend to be one.
That's right. That's right.
These are my returns, and mm-hmm, even if you did what I did, you may not get the same results.
Correct. Correct.
Right. And
correct.
I guess that's my disclaimer.
Yeah,
at the end
for
of it,
sure.
You know?
For sure. As always, right.
But you have to look at your own situation.
And there's always pros and cons too.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean you buy only with no mortgage. It just means you got to be wise with it and discuss it with your team members, your realtor, your mortgage broker, your accountant, your
Absolutely.
Lawyer, all that.
Absolutely.
It's great. Okay, last question for you. Out of all the real estate investments that you've talked about in your book, what was your favorite one and why? It's the favorite child question again.
Okay. This one I will answer.
Yeah.
And we're sitting in the building.
Yeah.
That
okay.
I used to deliver to as a messenger.
Mm-hmm.
This building that we're in right now, the Kalen Capital building,
mm-hmm,
was one of the buildings that I used to deliver to. And I would go into the basement of this building, and I would stand across a counter and exchange pleasantries and packages and go on my merry way. And 26 years later, when the agents were showing me the property, I said, hey, I think I've been here before. And I looked down, there's a marble floor, and where they lifted the counter off the marble floor, left marks, and they put pieces of marble to replace it. I remembered instantly that this was a spot I used to stand in. This was a building that I used to come to every single day, the pouring rain. And today, I own it. So every day when I walk in, pleasant memories come back. So this is my favorite.
Because that's where you started from.
That's where I started.
Nice. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Great story.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for the interview.
My pleasure.
Harmel, so if people want to get a copy of your book, where should they go?
Amazon.com.
So thank you for your time, Harmel.
Gary, my sincere pleasure. Thank you so much. Thank
you. Great chance, great opportunity to meet you. And hey, if you want to learn more about Teda Jivian, his contact information, his website is in the description below. And until next time, I'll see you in the next video.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.